Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And also, because I still love your voice. Even though I hear the same recording over and over again, I still love your voice. Today, I again took my friend Mike Day, drove him in his vehicle to Chattanooga to see his dentist, because he had a confrontation apparently with a pecan and lost. And anyway, I took him. But one of the thoughts I had in doing that is he is just shy of 10 years older than I am. He seems to be pretty much in great health. He lives a rather radically different lifestyle than I do. He's short, he's thin, but like I say, he's in great health, but he does have problems because he's in pain due to issues with Agent Orange and things of that nature during the Vietnam era. He bathed in it or something of that nature. But anyway, he has been, and unfortunately, apparently it's an opium-based product that he has prescribed to keep him out of pain, which is, like I say, disappointing. And, you know, on that, it does concern me that considering the way those things are prescribed, like candy today, that I wouldn't be too surprised that some members of my family use those things, which concerns me. But the thing that came to mind is that in dealing with Mike, we actually interacted. We don't agree on things, but we interacted. And I know a gentleman who is not quite 10 years my senior that I would like to do the same with, specifically your dad. But you see, the difference is with Mike, I'm dealing with somebody who has a copy of the Bible, but, you know, it doesn't mean anything to him. And I once thought that it meant something to your dad. I remember once being at a meeting, and I was just taken back at the wisdom he showed. It was at a church leadership meeting so many years ago. When he's confronted with the scripture, he runs. And that concerns me, because the result of that is very unloving to my wife and my kids. It's a big concern. I can interact more with Mike, who has issues, than with your dad, who claims to be a follower of Christ. And that really concerns me. And it is my hope, it remains my hope, that again in obedience to Matthew 5:24, that reconciliation would occur between your dad and me. That would be my desire. Dorothy Jane, I love you.